What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Visit with Brian Geltzeiler, host on SiriusXM NBA Radio. He also contributes at NBA TV. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. What's going on, Brian? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, guys. How we doing?
We're doing all right.
No, we're not, Geltzy. We're not in the playoffs. I'm hurt. But other than that, we're excited for tomorrow, man.
It'll be fun. Listen, Dad, what I tell you guys, I said to you flat out last time we talked that if one of Curry or Butler or Green went out, it was over. Yeah. Curry went out, it was over. That was how thin it was for the Warriors in terms of their margin. And by the way, I still think the Butler trade was the right trade, and they'll have a chance to be able to do something and make some changes around the margins for next year, and hopefully for the Warriors fans have a chance to compete.
Yeah, Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game, host on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Let's start with the Warriors and their big offseason as it relates to Jonathan Kuminga. What do you think his value is to the Warriors and then perhaps to the right team around the league that looks at him and may want to acquire him? Like, how vital is he to what the Warriors are wanting to do this offseason?
Well, he's important, and he's important for a way that I don't think most people understand. Like, I was talking to somebody the other day, I should say, and what was said to me regarding Kuminga is that the Warriors need to be careful and not sign him for too cheap a deal. And letting him go find a deal out there may be the right move for them because it could help facilitate some kind of sign-and-trade deal. They're still under the first apron as of right now, and they can go facilitate some kind of sign-and-trade deal. But for the Warriors to be able to bring in the kind of player they would like to bring in for him, it can't be Kuminga at $14 million a year. There's just the guy that's going to help them isn't out there for that price. It's going to have to be 20 or higher. My estimation is that it would probably land somewhere in anywhere from 22 to 30. I think 30's rich. I think 20 to 22 is a good number for him. I wouldn't balk at 25. But I think Kuminga has got value out there in spite of the Warriors' continued efforts to devalue him. He's got value out there. And there's a young team that may have a veteran that could come in and help the Warriors that may want to execute some kind of sign and trade for him. Because if I'm a young team and I'm looking to add pieces and the Warriors don't want this guy anymore, if I'm the Utah Jazz, if I'm the Washington Wizards, he's worth a conversation to take, kind of kick the tires on him and add to a young core as a guy that's played in some playoff games, is a high high-end athlete and has proven he can be a really good scorer on an NBA level. Like, you know, there's a lot of strength to Kuminga's game, and I think, you know, at times it was a puzzle. It was puzzling to me that Steve Kerr buried him in the way that he did, but Kuminga is vital to what the Warriors are going to do here, and I just don't know that they can keep him because I, you know, there's a lot of baggage there between him and Steve Kerr, and if I'm Mike Dunleavy and I'm that front office and the Lakers, I don't necessarily trust Steve Kerr, if I'm going to pay Kuminga a lot of money to play him in a way that's going to justify the amount of money that Kuminga is going to command.
No doubt, BG. And that's what I want to also piggyback on, because I told Steiny and the listeners, I got Steve Kerr top five coach. But the bottom line is, when Curry went out, I saw a bunch of Warriors, sometimes even Jimmy Butler, BG, not being able to get their shot. And here goes Kuminga, thrusted into a game, three games. And we got a lot of people saying, oh, they didn't win any one of them. I don't care about that. From a Kuminga standpoint, you ask Naz Reid and the rest of the gang, BG, it felt like they couldn't stop him at times. And I double back to, and you tell me if it's too strong, was that a bad look for Kerr and the Warriors, that guy that did what he did in three playoff games, BG, was basically left for dead?
It is a bad, Darryl, I don't think it's too strong. It's a bad look. And it's a bad look on a variety of levels. It's a bad look because when you look at who the Warriors were bringing off the bench, with all due respect to the player development program and the young guys, no one is in the stratosphere of being the athlete Jonathan Kuminga is. Furthermore, for the Warriors in such great shape with bench scoring that they could afford to keep this guy on the bench who could come out in 15 to 20 minutes and give you 12 to 15 points in a game, and was that kind of transition threat when you want to go play fast, I get the fact that at times he looked off Steph Curry, and that is a mortal sin when you play for the Warriors. By the same token, if that's your largest criticism and your largest concern of him, you know, Curry's not playing 46 minutes a game. He's going to play 34 minutes a game. You can't stagger Kuminga in there on the other minutes. You know, with Curry on the bench, certainly you need more scoring to have a guy that's willing to take the ball to the basket and try to be a primary scorer for you. I would have used him so much differently and found a way to harness that athleticism and that talent and that scoring ability. Steve Kerr just completely dismissing him because he wasn't necessarily fitting into, and I'm using air quotes here, the system. I get it. It's a specialized system. You got to play to it, and you're living, everybody with the Warriors, including Jimmy Butler's, living in Steph Curry's world. That's not the wrong thing. It should be that way. With all that said, Steve Kerr's got to manage a roster enough that he's able to get something out of a kid with this kind of talent. And I agree with that. I love Steve Kerr as a coach. I think he's one of the best in the game. This is not his finest moment in his handling of Jonathan Kuminga.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us on 95.7 The Game, Sirius XM NBA Radio. I want to jam two things in here. One is obviously Giannis is a big part of the free agent season, if you will. Kevin Durant is being talked about as someone Phoenix is willing to move. But I did know, and those are two names that the Warrior fans would absolutely be interested in. But as you started the show, you thought, you said a lot of perhaps moves on the margins. Giannis or Durant or any big boy possibility for the Warriors this summer?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Start with Durant. Durant made it clear. Warriors went after him before they traded for Jimmy Butler at the trade deadline. Kevin Durant didn't want to come back to Golden State. And the thing is this. First of all, Golden State's not going to trade for him if he doesn't want to be there. And by the way, that's Dunleavy and the Lakers. That's smart. If he doesn't want to be there, you're only asking for trouble trying to bring him in. And so he's not going to end up going to a place that he doesn't necessarily want to go to. I don't think the Suns are going to do that to him. I think the Suns got left with egg on their face and got embarrassed when they shopped him behind his back. And I think at this stage of the game, they would rather not look to incite him anymore. Plus, if you know he doesn't want to go to a place, you'd be crazy to trade for him because you know what he can be when he's miserable. The Giannis thing's a little bit different, and I still don't think the Warriors are going to be in the mix for Giannis. Listen, I see the Giannis market this way. Let's start with this. I'm not positive Giannis is going to be out on the market. Somebody made a point to me. A couple of people made this point to me. The Bucks have a brand new downtown arena, that Fox Surf Forum. If you go make a deal, and any deal Giannis is the only card they have to play. You go make any deal you make with Giannis is going to have to be draft pick heavy. But if it's draft pick heavy, it means you're taking a major step back and the Bucks are going to be in for a couple of lean years with no one really to go see in that building. I just wonder if this iteration of Bucks ownership has the stomach for that. The other thing is, does Giannis want to ask out? You know, listen, if I'm Giannis and I'm the Bucks, both sides, I think it's time for a parting of the ways. I think it's best for Giannis. I think it's best for the Bucks. The Bucks don't have any other tradable assets. If they're going to go into a rebuild, you can do this now when Giannis's value is at its peak. So I think it's, but I don't think either side maybe has the stomach to want to do this. So we have to see what happens. Let's go to the Bucks and Giannis make the decision that they're going to move on from Giannis. Right now, there's three teams that can blow everybody out of the water, and the Warriors aren't one of them. It's Houston, it's San Antonio, and it's Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's about to play an NBA final tomorrow night. I don't think they're going to be kicking the tires on Giannis unless they lose to Indiana, which I don't think is a likely scenario. Houston and San Antonio can have him if they want him. And I think both would want him, and both would pony up very big for him. And the thing is, they can pony up more than the Warriors. The other thing is this. Giannis is going to, you know, he'll have a list of places that he's willing to go to. My sneaking suspicion is that place is going to be, that list is going to be Eastern Conference heavy. Because the Eastern Conference, with the Celtics in a gap year right now, it's there for the taking. It's there for the taking for a team like Cleveland. Indiana obviously went and took the Eastern Conference this year. They'll be viable again next year. It's there for the taking for New York, who made it to a conference final. It's there for the taking. So Giannis may want to direct his way to one of those Eastern Conference teams to give him an easier path to go to the finals. The West is going to be brutal next year. So it's quite possible he wants to stay in the East. Now, the other thing is Milwaukee may say, heck, we don't want to trade you to the East. But I don't know at this stage with that relationship, which has been a very good relationship over time, the Bucks ownership and Giannis. I don't think if the Bucks can get the right kind of package, I don't know that they're going to want to stick it to Giannis to send him to a place he doesn't want to go. But I think all of these things I'm painting make it a remote possibility that he ends up on the Warriors. I wouldn't rule anything out because crazy stuff happens in this league every day, as we saw yesterday. I wouldn't rule anything out, but I would tell you I think it's remote that he ends up with the Warriors.
BG, you are the man. I feel like you're my priest, and these are confessions because this is stuff I've been holding on to, and my partner, you know, he gives me grief. But you mentioned Jimmy Butler, and the trade was phenomenal. It was. But BG, I'm upset, and I'm upset he had 26 field goal attempts in game three and 4 and 5 combined, 9 and 11, 20 and 2 games when this team was starving for somebody to do something with the ball. Am I wrong to come down this road and ask, What was going on? That's not acceptable. 20 field goal attempts in 2 playoff games? What happened to playoff Jimmy?
So now this is my colleague at Eddie Johnson's big complaint with Jimmy Butler. It's the random offensive stating where he just doesn't try to apply his will to a game. This is and so to answer your question, Dal, no, you're not crazy for being annoyed by it, but you can't be outraged by it either. And I'll tell you why, because this is the Jimmy Butler experience. This is part of what he does. He will have these moments, whether it's a playoff game or a non-playoff game, but more likely in a playoff game, where he gets it going and he will start to dominate. But he's also an older player, and there's going to be nights where his legs aren't there like they are other nights. He doesn't necessarily push the issue. Maybe he should, and certainly on you know, with the games you're referring to against Minnesota with Steph Curry out, get out there and take shots, dude. Like, who else is taking those shots if you're not taking them? Like, you got to impose your will in the game a little bit. So I hear you with your frustration, but also one thing I've learned about Jimmy Butler over the years, Jimmy Butler's not going to change. Jimmy Butler's he's got a big ego. He's a little fragile emotionally. He needs to have his backside kissed, and he needs to be paid a lot of money or he's going to be unhappy. Now, listen, most of those things are happening here with the Warriors, and I think next year with him making big money, I think you will see the best version of Jimmy Butler that's available for the Warriors next year. What happens next summer when all of a sudden he decides he wants another contract extension? Well, that's a different ball game. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I do think you'll see the right kind of year out of Butler. But again, nothing changes next year for the Warriors. You want to advance in the playoffs and have a chance, it's got to be Butler, Green, and Curry, all three of them healthy on the floor.
Wow.
Hey, Brian, thanks as always. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
And hopefully we'll catch up when free agency begins in earnest.
I look forward to it, guys. Great talking to you both. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.